Today's daf is Makis Daf Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. But before we begin, I just want to thank the Olam for coming last night and being Mishtatif, those that came from close, and certainly those that came from far. Baruch Hashem, we had a beautiful showing. It was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I specifically want to thank Ben for his Divrei Bracha and for the Siyum that he made. I want to thank the new Master of Ceremonies, I think that's your official title now, Dovi, for his kind words and his Divrei Chizik, and of course, the Rav Shlita for his keynote address. I also would like to thank the people that were Meshtatev B'Mamoinam to make the Siyum happen. I want to give a specific shout out to Yontif Gross of Filler Up in Teaneck for sponsoring a beautiful wine spread. This is already not the first time. I mean, I didn't really have the opportunity to spend too much time by the bar, but out of the corner of my eye, I think I saw Seagal's Unfiltered. This was Idiis. It wasn't Ziburis, it wasn't Beninis. This was the way he does things. Either way, and of course, Achren Chaviv, I want to thank Chesky for everything that he always does. So may we be Zoicha to continue to be Messiah, Mesechtes, Advias, Goyal Tzedek, B'mehir, B'yameinu, Amen. So the Mishnah on the top of the Vav Amud Beis was darshaning the pasuk al pi shnayim eden yakum davar. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi says that in order to give somebody Mises Bezdin, the person that's being killed would have to have asra, but not just asra. His lashon is achiyu shnei edav masrim bo. You need that the two edim that are going to testify against him in court, they themselves should be the ones that have given hasra. But if the edim themselves were not the ones that gave asra, even if he got hasra from somebody else, there's a halacha, a gzeiras hakasav, al pi shnayim edim, it has to come from the mouth of the two edim. The person would not be killed. Says the Gemara. Omeli Rav Papa Labayas. Rav Papa told Labayas. Immediately, the Rav Yossi has for. Does Rav Yossi really hold such a halacha? Could it be that Rav Yossi holds that Asra is a gzeiras hakasav? That Rav Yossi holds that even though the person was warned, but to the extent that he wasn't warned by the Edom themselves, so there's no halacha of al pishnayim Edom yakum dover, you wouldn't be able to kill him. At the time we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi says, Hasoyne nerag mipneshahu kemuid umusra. If Reuven hates Shimon, and now Reuven kills Shimon, so the halacha is, even if Reuven wasn't warned, there was no hasra, still he's killed. And the reason is because we assume that he knows what he's doing. What's the basis to assume that? Because he hates him. So it's very likely, it's Gantz Yitochin, that he knows exactly what's going on, and he's doing it maliciously because this is something that he wants to do. Now, the Ritva speaks out a very important caveat just to be able to understand the Ivrit Taich of the Gemara, and that is that when we say that a Soini doesn't need Asra, that's assuming that a Soini knows that it's Asra to kill, and that he's about to kill. So to the extent that he knows that, the only lack of clarity is, does he really mean to kill the person? So usually when you warn a person, you let him know, you understand what you're about to do. That we don't have to do with the signing. But any other element of Hasra, where there may be concern that maybe he's not 100% sure about what he's about to do, for that certainly you would need Hasra. But the bottom line is that to the extent that we're concerned that this person doesn't know what's going on, you have to warn him. But to the extent that we're not concerned that this person doesn't know what's going on, for example, a Soine, we look at him as if he's a Mu'ad Musra, as if he already had Hasra. What's the kasha? If Rabbi Yossi Lishitasi in our Mishnah holds that Hasra needs to be done al pishnayim edim, that means Hasra is not just a practical thing. There's actually a very specific regimented Shulchan Aruch that needs to be followed when you give somebody Hasra. So if Hasra needs to be done al yidei edim, what does that mean? That means there's a din Hasra. So if there's a din Hasra, you should have to give Hasra to a Soine as well. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi says Soine ain't Sarach Hasra, it sounds like Hasra is just a practical thing. If you need it, you give it. If you don't need it, you don't give it. If that's the case, it doesn't make sense that Hasra should have to be al yidei edim. Because again, it's not a din as much as a practicality. So how do you reconcile these two Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Amalei Ehu, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi. Now you reconcile them. You say they're not the same Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah is Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas, who's Rabbi Yossi ben Reb Chalafta. He's the father of Mishmo Rabbi Yossi. He's the author of Seder Olam. He's the Stam Rabbi Yossi that halacha kemoisei b'chol makayim, that's nimukai imai. This Rabbi Yossi that says hasoinei nerag b'mneshehu kemuad umusra is Rabbi Yossi b'Reb Yehuda. The time learned in the Brais, Rabbi Yossi b'Yehuda Omer, chavrein tzarech hasra. Talmud Chacham doesn't either need hasra. Lafisha lo nitna hasra el the whole point of Asra is just to be mafchim in Shoygul Mezid, to make sure this person realizes that what he's about to do is Asr. Talmud Chacham knows halachas, he knows Shulchan Aruch, and can learn it. He doesn't need the master to tell him that what he's about to do is Asr. And it's for that reason, Chaver ain't Tzarech Asra. So this Stam Rabbi Yossi that said, Hasoini ain't Tzarech Asra, the Gemara thought is the Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas, who's Rabbi Yossi Mem Chalaf. And that's why the Gemara has to steer it to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. And for the Gemara, it's not Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas. It's really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And even though usually Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would be referred to as Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, not Stam Rabbi Yossi, good. This is an exception. But here Rabbi Yossi means Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and Fakir it's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. He holds Chaver ain't Tzarech Hasra, he holds Tzoyne ain't Tzarech Hasra, because Hasra is not a din as much as it's something that if it's necessary, you give it. If it's not necessary, you don't give it. Clearly, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah argues, Rabbi Yossi holds Hasra is a din. You can't kill somebody unless it was Hasra. Not only would there have to be Hasra, the Hasra would have to be Al Yidei the Eidim. Dovarach, and the Mishnah said another thing that we learn from Al Pishnai Meidim, that Shaloite Sanhedrin Shoimas Piat Torgament, that the Sanhedrin, when they accept Eidus for Dina Nefashis, so they couldn't work through a translator. They couldn't work through an interpreter. They themselves would have to listen, understand what the Eidim are saying. Says the Gemara on that note, Hani Lu Uzi, there were foreigners. Rashi says, Balei Loshen Acheres. There were people that came from some foreign nation. They didn't speak the local language, the Asa Lekamede Rav, and they came to Rava's court. Rava didn't understand what they were saying. So, Oiki Rava, Torgimen Beinai. So, Rava appointed a translator, and he had the translator tell them, or tell him, what the Eidim were saying. Freak the Gemara. How was Rava able to do this? He's a Toyib Edvar Mishnah. But now the Mishnah said, Shleite Sanhedrin Shemas V'Piyah Torgamin. So the Gemara, Rava made the Havayada, Ma the Hava Amri. Rava actually knew what they were saying, says the Gemara. V'adure Hudalei Havayada. Meaning Rava understood the language, he just couldn't speak the language. So Rava didn't need the Torgamin to tell him what the Eidim were saying, that he understood by himself. He was just unable to respond to them. He understood it, he didn't speak it. To communicate to the Eidim via a Torgamin, that's okay. You're just not allowed to be makabel the Eidus al Yidei Torgamin. Rava didn't do that. It's for that reason it wasn't an issue. Ilo vituvio kreved arva haves. The Gemara tells another story regarding kreven related to saying Eidus. What does that have to do with anything we're talking about? So it actually goes back to last night's daf. To Davav, we had the halachas of Nimtza Echad Meim Karav Epasel Eidus and Betela. But either way, Ilo Vituvia Kreved Arba Hava, Ilo Vituvia, these were the names of two people. They were signed on a shtar, and they found out later, Bezdin did, that they were related to the Arif, the person that had co-signed the shtar. So this shayla was brought to Rav Papa, and they wanted to know what Rav Papa's opinion was. Is this shtar apostle or shtar? Is it not apostle or shtar? So Sov Rav Papa the Meimar, Gabi Loivu Malva Rechikim. Being that these Edom were not related to the Loivu Malva, they were Rechikim, they weren't Kroivim. So what should be the issue? Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua was there, and he told Rav Papa, let me ask you a question. If the Loivu doesn't have money, Lav Basar Arva Azal, aren't they Malva? Isn't the Malva going to go to the Arev to collect? So that even though this second, if everything goes the way it's supposed to, the fact that the Edom are craven to the Arev will be neither here nor there. But what if things don't go the way they're supposed to? What if the Leiva doesn't have money to pay back? Obviously, we're going to go to the Arev. I mean that they're craven to the Arev. Therefore, he held that the Shtar needs to be puzzle right now. So either way, we're going through Gemara's. See, Dovi's blood pressure is going up already. But we're going through Gemara's, obviously, that require Shikul Adas, that require more time, but just one Ha'ara. So we mentioned over here, the Mishnah says, that when the Bezim was Mekabel Eidus, they couldn't be Mekabel Mipi HaTorgamon, but rather they had to accept it directly, they had to accept the Eidus directly from the Eidim. And it's of course, because of this Mishnah, that we know that the Sanhedrin had to be Bekiyim in the Shivim Lashonis. Big son of Seresh, they didn't realize Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, and he was able to speak the language that they were speaking. meaning as a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be a Baki in all these different Lashonis. Why do you have to be a Baki in all these different Lashonis? For this halacha. So it is Sanhedrin Shem Mas B'Piat Urgamin. How else are they going to be Makabaladis if a murder took place in some foreign land and now they come to the Bezdin Agadol or to a Bezdin Shechav Gimel and they want to say Eidos? How's the Sanhedrin going to be able to judge this case? They have to be Makabaladis and you can't be Makabaladis B'Piat Urgamin. So it's because of this Mishnah that you have that halacha. So it's just Kedai to chazer over the credentials that a person had to have in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin. The Rambam talks about it in the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchas Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam, Ein mamidim in Sanhedrin. You cannot appoint as a member of the Sanhedrin, Bein b'gidoyla, Bein b'ktana, Sai the Sanhedrin agadol, that's the Sanhedrin of 71, Bein b'ktana, Sanhedrin k'tana, that's of course a Bezer Shalch of Gimel, Elo anoshim chachomim v'nevoinim mufloim b'chachmas ha-Torah. Showing this from the Rambam. So he had to be a chacham and nevoin, and he had to be mufla b'chachmas ha-Torah. Balei deya meruba, very wise. V'yoidin k'tzas, they also had to know a little bit, mishar chachmois, kigoyin refuois, the cheshbon, math, tkufais umazolois, the itztagninos, astrology, astronomy, the darki hamoinenim, the hakoismim, the hamechashvim, the havle avoydazar. Every time the Rambam says the word avoydazar, he adds the havle avoydazar. The members of the Sanhedrin, it wasn't enough that they had chachmas atayr, they also had to be worldly as well. When we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke out the cast of Mishnah's Kasha, Tema, Matzorach Ledayonim Sheyedu Refuois Vechashboinois Vechachmas Amazolis. It says, I understand everything that Rambam said except for three things. Refuois, why you had to be in tune to medicine, math, and Chochmas HaMazolis, that I don't understand. At the time we spoke at a Mahalach from the Margolis Hayam, because when somebody would hit somebody else, they always had to do some sort of independent medical assessment to find out whether this person could live or he can't die. Regarding the Halach of Yom Yomayim, there are Halachas in Shas where we need to determine at the time of the Chavola whether or not this person was going to be able to live. And Rashi over there says that it had to be done by the Chachamim. So it says in Margol Siyam, it's Poshet, that's the Teretz of the Kesef, Mishnah Kasha. Al Koponim, why the Rambam held that the members of the Sanhedrin had to be Bekiyim in Refuos, why they had to have medical knowledge. It's simply so they should be able to make that assessment. But then the Rambam continues, and skipping to Halacha Vav, says the Rambam, additionally, Shiyu Yoidim, Beroyiv HaLashoinah, says the Rambam. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to know the majority of the Lashoinahs, Kidei. This halacha, but the Rambam's lashon is roiv alashoinus. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Why roiv alashoinus? Why not all the lashoinus? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Mishum the dover zorhu lehimatzi misha yeda b'chol shivim lashon. So the Rambam would have loved to say chol alashoinus. It's just not very likely. It's a dover zor. It's very hard to find someone that's a buck in all those lashoinus. But again, lashoinay hazov shel harambam, pun intended. So the Rambam is saying that the members of the Sanhedrin didn't have to know all the lashoinus. They only had to know roiv of the lashoinus. What's that? It's mashma the Sanhedrin Ketana as well, because the Sanhedrin Ketana was also able to, right, so you have to retrofit it now to everything you know about Mordechai Tzadik, Mordechai Bilshon. We've spoken out of Beis Halevi once upon a time. The income of Kamil Harach. Zok to Mishnah. Mishin di Gmar Din Ayu Barach. Somebody was found guilty in court. There was a Gmar Din. Ruvain is chay of Mises Bezdin. Ubarach. And he ran for his life. Ubalifnei Oisoi Bezdin. And then they caught him. And he was brought back into Bezdin. Ain't Soisrin is Dinai. There was a Havamina, that maybe that he comes back to court again. Maybe we should tear up the Gmar Din and let's retry him. Let's do it all over again. Says the Mishnah, no, ain't Saisrin as Dinai. Now, it sounds like from the Mishnah that only if he goes to the same Bezdin is the Halacha that ain't Saisrin as Dinai. But what if somebody would run away and now go to another Bezdin? It could be that Bezdin would try him again. The Gemara is going to make the deal. Kol mokim sheyam dushnayim, v'yoyimrim idin anu b'shpleini, sh'dig madina b'bezdin shol pleini, u pleini edav, hareza yoharik. Says the Mishnah, another chiddush. Be if two Edom walk into Bezdin and they say, I know that Reuven was found guilty in another court, he's chayav mises Bezdin. The halacha is Bezdin will accept the testimony of these two Edom, and as long as the drisha is and the hakira is, everything works itself out, nobody's mazim them, everything plays itself out the way it's supposed to be, Bezdin will give this person mises Bezdin. Sounds like a little bit of a chiddush. You would think that in order for Edom to say Edus about someone and now this person should be chayav misa, you would need that. Pliny was Michal Shabbos, he was Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's a Ritzech. No, if they come in and they say, we know that this person was Nigmar Dinoy Lamisa, so all Bezdin needs to do is verify that these Edom are Edom Ksherim, It seems like a much easier way to take a person down, but the bottom line is this person would be killed. Sanhedrin Heges Ba'aretz Ubachutzlaretz. Another halacha, maybe the biggest chiddush in the Mishnah. This Sanhedrin that gave people Misas Bezdin was Neheges in Eretz Yisrael, and it was Neheges in Chutz Laretz as well. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Sanhedrin, now he regis Echad Shavua. Sanhedrin that killed once every 7 years, Nikras Chivlanis, was considered a Chivlanis. They were a little too aggressive. They're killing a little bit too much. Reb Lezer ben Azariah, Imer, Echad Shavim Shana. No, once every 7 years. The Gemara is going to explain. Shitas Reb Lezer ben Azariah. Reb Tarf, Rabbi Akiva, Imer, Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin. Had we been members of the Sanhedrin, Lo Nerag Oda Me'olam, we would have never killed anybody. Gemara is going to explain how they could have done that. Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer anthei marben sheikh of davim Yisrael. I don't understand the godless. It's very nice. It's true that from the Ritzach standpoint, he's saving his life. But is it really so smart? Is it so smart to suddenly say that there's not going to be a death penalty anymore? If there's no death penalty, my shver told me once that he heard from a godel that he said that he stopped sleeping in a sukkah in New York when New York State abolished the death penalty. He said there's no emasat. This is Marbim Shaykh Yidam in Bisrael. Says now already, maybe there's a sakana, and at that point he stopped. But either way, Zokta Gemara. So we have a lot to go through. Lefnei Oysoi, Bezdin Hudei in Soisrin. The Mishnah said, Misha Nigmar Dinoi, Ubarach. If somebody was Nigmar Dinoi, and he ran away, Ubar Lefnei Oysoi Bezdin, he comes back to the same Bezdin, and he says, I'm here again, but I'd like you to retry me. Says the Mishnah ain't soisrin as dinoy. I guess the Havamina would have been v'itzilo eda. Kamash malon that you can't take it to that extreme. You also have to balance v'itzilo eda with uviyarta rami kirbecha. But the bottom line is ain't soisrin as dinoy. They don't don them all over again. Says the Gemara. Halafnei bezin achas soisrin. It sounds like that if you'd be in another bezdin, the other bezdin would have to don them again. Meaning each bezdin can only give misas bezdin if they themselves went through the sugya. But if this bezdin hears that somebody was Nigmar Dina in another bezdin, they can't rely on the Gemar Din of the other bezdin. They would have to do their own Gemar Din. Meaning, if a person goes back to the same bezdin, this bezdin already went through the process. There's no reason for them to have to go through it all over again. But if they go to another bezdin, it sounds like the new bezdin would have to go through it again. Why? Because they can't rely on the Gemar Din of another bezdin. Freak the Gemara. How do you understand the next part of the Mishnah? Tani say for Komak Mishnah Yam Dushnaim. If two Edom work with the bezdin, when they say Edom, there's Pliny. Shit Nigmar Dina bezdin. Pliny. Upliny. Upliny Edom. If two Edom work in the bezdin and they tell bezdin that we know this person's Chayv Misa, how do we know? Because it was Nigmar Dinoi Bebezdin Pliny. Harezen Erek. The halacha is that the person is killed. And we don't say that each Bezdin, in order for them to give Misa's Bezdin, would have to go through the sugya, vet it out by themselves. They could rely on what happened from another Bezdin. So how do you reconcile the Diuk from the Resha with the Seifa? Amar Abaye Leikasha, Kam Be'eretz Yisrael, Kan b'chutzlaretz. It depends on where these two batei dinim were relative to each other. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostoyim, Shum Rabbi Shim ben Shetach, Barach me eretz l'chutzlaretz. If somebody goes from Eretz Yisrael to chutzlaretz, ain't soisrin as dinoy. Even though he went to a new Bezdin would not try him all over again. So if he goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, or for that matter, from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, or from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, any one of those variations, Bezdin can rely on what a previous Bezdin already paskined with their Gemara Din, and they wouldn't try the person all over again, and that's pshat in the safe of the Mishnah. Me'idin onu b'shploini shenigmar dinai b'bezdin shal ploini, uploini uploini edav hareza yaharik. It's talking about where the two batei dinim were either both in Eretz Yisrael, both in Chutz La'aretz, or the person went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, stating that if the person, however, went Michutz La'aretz, if first the person was Nigmar Dinoi in a Bezdin B'Chutz La'aretz, we just said that Batei Dina B'Chutz La'aretz had a right to Paskin Dina in a Falshus. So if a person was found guilty in a Bezdin of Chutz La'aretz, and now he ran from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Soisrin as Dinoi. So the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael can't rely on the Gemar Din of Chutz La'aretz, but rather they have to tear up the Gemar Din, they have to try him all over again. Why? Zok the Gemara, an unbelievable punchline. Mipnei schusa shel Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi. Ulai toyo limtso loy pesach shel schus. The first time this person was prosecuted, it was in Chutz La'aretz. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael. When a Yid is in Chutz La'aretz, he has a special schus. He has the schus of Eretz Yisrael. So it could be the person was found guilty because he didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. But now that he's in Eretz Yisrael, ulai toyo limtso loy pesach shel schus, maybe Eretz Yisrael, the schus of being there will somehow make the outcome be different. And that's why if he's barach from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, over there the halacha is going to be different. So a fascinating idea that permeates halacha a very important halacha, halacha with dinei nefashis implications, based on chusus of Eretz Yisrael. So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Dalav Amud Aleph. It's a Mishnah. Nasa isha, if somebody's married, v'sha ima eser shanim, 10 years, v'lo yalda, and didn't have any children, any rishay levatel, so he can't be mevatel anymore, the mitzvah pruvu. So once upon a time that meant, you marry another wife, you could be mekayim the mitzvah pruvu with a second wife, pre-chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Post-chem de Rabbeinu Gershom would mean that the person has to divorce his wife, and then go get married to somebody else. Stating that, the b'raisa qualifies as halacha, and that is that Tanu Rabbot, Nasi Isha V'Sha Yima Esa, Shana V'la Yolda, Yoytzi V'Yitin K'suba, Shema Lo Yizocha Li Yibana Yismi Mena. Because maybe it's with her that he's not going to be Zoycha to have children, but if he marries somebody else, maybe he will. And Afal Pishen, Rai L'Dov, Ezech L'Dov, we learn it from Avram Avinu and Sarah. But there's a Yisdebraisa, L'Lamedcha, She'en Yeshivas Chutz Loretz, Oylo Loi Min Aminya. Says the Braisa, that although this is true, that if somebody's married for 10 years, if somebody's married for 10 years without children, the halacha is you have to divorce your wife, or marry a second wife. Because maybe with the second wife you're going to be zoicha to have children, but if the 10 years that he was married was in chutz laretz, so ein yeshivas chutz laretz oyla min aminyan. So the years in chutz laretz don't count. So if somebody was in chutz laretz for 10 years, now he can move to Eretz Yisrael and maybe stay married to his wife, because maybe things are going to change. The question is why? What does Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz have to do with anything? So if you take a look at the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Dezayin, Pasuk Gimel. Just read to you one excerpt. Says the Ramban, Shinoislam's man Eser Shonim, that if this person would go to Eretz Yisrael, he gets another 10 years, he gets Eser Shonim, he ace biyasam la Aretz. Why? Because Ulai bischusa Aretz Yibanu. Maybe in the schus of Eretz Yisrael, things are going to be different. So there's a concept that when he is in Eretz Yisrael, he has a special peckle of schusim. And you have it here in Hilchas Sanhedrin, with regard to someone that was Nigmar Dinei B'chutz Laretz, and he was Barach Eretz Yisrael, Soisren Ez Dinei, because maybe B'schus Eretz Yisrael, now he's going to be found innocent. You have it over here in Hilchas Ishus, with regards to this halacha, that if somebody's married 10 years, he can't be Mevatel the Mitzvah Puruvu anymore, he has to take another wife, but if he goes to Eretz Yisrael, the meter starts ticking all over again. You get a new 10 years. Why? Loshen HaRamban, Ulai B'schus Laretz Yivnim. I'll tell you a third Gemara. Gemara in Mesecht is Erechin, Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, a classic Gemara. The Gemara over there is going on the Pasuk in Ezra. Vayasu bnei Agoyla hashavim in Hashevi Sukkos. The Pasuk says that when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, so we know that he found that there were a lot of Averis being done, and he made a tremendous chizek. It was Sukkos time when he did it. And the Pasuk says that they celebrated the Yontiv of Sukkos, they built Sukkos, the Yeshvu b'Sukkos, and it was something, Kiloi Asu Mimei Yeshua Benun Kein B'Bnei Yisrael. It's an impossible pasuk to read. They celebrated the Yontiv of Sukkos, something that they hadn't done since the times of Yeshua Benun. Freik the Gemara. How could that be? Efshir Bo David V'Loi Asu Sukkos. You know, between Yeshua Benun and Ezra, David HaMelech lived. Is it possible that David HaMelech was Mevatel Mitzvah Sukkah? Adja Ba Ezra. So the Gemara says an unbelievable teretz. You know what it's talking about? It's not talking about the Mitzvah Sukkah. It's talking about the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And why would the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah have a Sheiches to Sukkah? Because a Sukkah protects a person from the sun. That's the idea. So too, the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah was something really, really terrible. And when the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, as we learned together, Masechta Sanhedrin, they were protecting the Yidden the same way the Sukkah protects. So that's the connection, that's the Sheiches between a Sukkah and the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila davening that the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah should be Batel, because just like the Sukkah protects from the sun, so too the Tfilas of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, which were Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, it protected the Yidden from all the terrible things that come about from Avodah Zarah. What does that have to do with Yeshua Benon? Says the Gemara, there was a taina on every single manig of Klal Yisrael. Going back to Yeshua Benon, why did they not make this Sukkah? Why didn't they do what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila did? Why didn't they daven through Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah? Who was Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Ezra, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So Ezra makes a Sukkah, not a real Sukkah. Of course they had Sukkahs. What does it mean he made a Sukkah? He davened through Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. Ashalayasu Mimais Yeshua Benon. There's a tain on every single manig going back to the times of Yeshua Benon. How come they didn't do that? Freak the Gemara, the obvious Kasha. If you're going to go back to the first manig of Klal Yisrael, first manig wasn't Shubanun. Shubanun was the second manig. The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu. So how come there wasn't a taina, so to speak, on Moshe? How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven to be about the eight zara with the zara? Zok the Gemara to have a schus of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutz Laaretz. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to be mevatel the Yetzar v'Yedazar went to work. Because he didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. It was Dafki Yeshua ben Nun who was in Eretz Yisrael. So his tefillahs could have worked. Memel is a tain on him. Why wasn't he mevatel the Yetzar v'Yedazar? What came to mind is the Reb Tzadik HaKoyin and Tzidkas HaTzadik that we sometimes speak out, which is that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, "Hareini noch veidecha." So, what does Hashem tell Moshe? "Klo yirani yodav chay." You can't look at me because you can't look at me and live. Yet, says Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, "Sholish pamen bashana yeira kol zchorchas bnei Hashem lekecha kishem shabalirois kach balirois." Every single yid when he was a regal saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was klo yirani yodav chay, and a poshut yid could be oil regal and see the Eibishter. Says Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, "Yeah, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutz laretz, and a chutz laretz kilo yirani." It's not possible to see Hashem. But in Eretz Yisrael, even the Poshet Yid, Yeroi Kol Zuchurcha, is Pnei Hashem Alekecha. And he fears Zeus. He says something unbelievable. He says that if you look in benching, so the first bracha in benching, the bracha of Hazan, is all Belosh and Nister. It's in the third person. You're talking to Hashem. Hazan Es Olam Kulei Betuvai. Who knows saying lechem lechabasar ki liyolim chazdei? Right, you're talking about Hashem in the third person. The second bracha noydalecha, you're talking straight to Hashem. Noydalecha al shenchalta val teiraschay. You're talking directly to Hashem. So why is the first bracha belosh and nistar and the second bracha is belosh and noychach? Says Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, because who wrote the first bracha of Brachas Hamazon? Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Gemara. Who wrote the second bracha? Yeshua Menon. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, he can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balashan Neichach. You can only talk Balashan Nistar. But Yeshua Menon, who was already in Eretz Yisrael, he already is in the world of Yerod called Zachorcha. There's a special Hiskalah, special Kurva that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can talk to Hashem Balashan Neichach, and that's why it's Alshen Chaltos, but either way, so you see again this idea of Schus Eretz Yisrael. So you have it in Makis Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, you have it in Mesechtes Yevomis Dav Samich Dalar Amar Aleph, and you have it in Mesechtes Erechin Dav Lamed Beis Amar Beis, Hilchus Sanhedrin, Hilchus Piri Verivya, Hilchus Tfilo. But I'll tell you one other fascinating Maron Mokin, and that is the Rabbi Yisocha Shloime Teichtal in his Eim Abonim Semecha, right in the beginning of his Hakdama Rishayna. So he brings a letter that the Balatanya wrote to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev when he was released from jail on Yad Kislev. So he writes as follows. He says, Agida Vadabra Atzmei Mesoper Kiyodua, he was saved B'nisim and Aflois, and he was very humbled by the Nisim and Aflois that Hashem performed, getting him out of jail. So he writes, Umi Anoichi Shfal Anoshim Kamoini Sheviyani Hashem Ad Haloim Shenizgadol V'nizgad Hashem Shemayim Ayodi. He was very taken aback by this unbelievable Kiddush Hashem that came about through him. And Mitoich Roiv Anvesenusayim, the Baal HaTanya was one of the G'dayli Yoylam, but he had a very hard time attributing it to any of his own schosim, anything that he did. So listen to his lashon. Ach me'eis Hashem hoysa zois. Legalgul schos al yodenu, b'schos ha'oretz ha'kdoisho v'yoshver, hi sha'om dolonu v'tazolonu b'choleis, laharchiv lonu mitzar u'lechaltzenu mimetzar. So he says, I think it's in the schos of Eretz Yisrael v'yoshver. So Rab Teichtal said, v'limadati mitech dvorev ha'kdoisho mamish dover chodosh, sh'lo yodati at The Baal Tanya said that he thinks that the reason he was nitzel, it was b'schus Eretz Yisrael, b'schus Eretz HaKadosha v'yoshver, this idea of schus Eretz Yisrael, that it could be matzel a person from etzara. But then he says, v'achar b'noisi v'svarim, heir Hashem einai v'sichli, limtsoi mekor nema l'divir Rabbeinu hanal, u'mitoiras Moshe Rabbeinu ba'atzmoi l'madati zois. I realize that not only is there makar, and not only is there a makar neman, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The parshas b'chukoy saiksev, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'afes brisi Yitzchak, v'afes brisi Avram Etzkar, v'ha'oretz Etzkar. And he says, everybody's always v'ha'oretz Etzkar. And we remember the schus of Avram, the schus of Yitzchak, schus of Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were tzaddikim, they were kedoshim. They did unbelievable things, and we have schus of us. And in that same sentence, v'ha'oretz eskor, v'kfar omdu rabbi seinu b'medrash rabbi ma'inyin ha'oretz lokan. He says, I believe divrei rabbeinu zalmuvin heitev, because there's an idea of schus eretz Yisrael. Either way, we have a lot more to do. Zok digemara vaita Sanhedrin noyheges. So the Mishnah said the Sanhedrin was noyheges in chutz laretz, just like it was noyheges in eretz Yisrael. Not immediately. How do you know that the Sanhedrin was noyheges in chutz laretz? Tana banu lintan abraisa. V'ahoye elu lochem luchukas mishpa ludoirei seichem. All we need is the next words that the Gemara doesn't quote. Bechol moishvei seichem. What does bechol moishvei seichem mean? Wherever you live. So wherever there's Yiddish kreisen, there's a Sanhedrin. La mandul the Sanhedrin shenayheges ba'aretz u'b'chutz laretz. Imke matam aloy mar b'sharecha. What does it say b'sharecha? Shayftin v'shaytrim titin l'cha b'chol she'orecha. B'chol she'orecha sounds like in Eretz Yisrael. B'sharecha atamayshev says the Gemara batidina b'chol plach u'plach b'chol ir v'ir. I'm not sure what a plach in the ear is, but the point is there you have every county and every township or every state and every city. U'b'chutz laretz atamayshev b'chol plach b'chlach. In chutz laretz, every plach needs one. So every state, for example, would have a government. But v'yat atamayshev b'chol ir, not every city would have to have it. The point is, there's a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Sanhedrin in chutz laretz. Stating that, there's a lot more in Eretz Yisrael then there is in Chutz Laretz, although it's a little counterintuitive. You would have thought maybe in Chutz Laretz they need to police the Yidden a little bit more. But that's not the way it works. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a special halacha of Shoiftim, the Shoiftim, Titan, Lachop, Bechol She'arecha, Kol Plach, Bechlach, and Kol Ir V'ir. In Chutz Laretz, only Kol Plach, Bechlach needs it, Bechol Ir V'ir does not need it. So again, this is a very important halacha, because it's a halacha that people make a mistake about. Right? I think if you ask the man on the street, could a Sanhedrin in Chutz Laretz, could a court in New York City give somebody al pi mishpatei atoyra misas bezdin, give him skila for being mechal Shabbos? You would think, of course not. And by the way, you'd probably even quote a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Malamid shamokim geirim. We know that the Sanhedrin, when they went to Golos 40 years before Churban Beis Hamikdash, they couldn't even give misas bezdin anymore. Why not? Because he needed the bezdin to be b'makim in the lishkas agazis in order for them to be able to give misas bezdin. So if a bezdin in Yavne, for example, couldn't give Mises Bezdin, how could a Bezdin in New York City give Mises Bezdin? But it's a Tois Otzum. It's a Tois Otzum. What it means when we say Malachim Chamokim Goyen is that when the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkos Agazis, then there were Batei Dinim all over the world that were able to give Mises Bezdin. That's what it means. You needed a Sanhedrin to be in Lishkas HaGazis, but it wasn't that the Sanhedrin and Lishkas HaGazis, of course not. Every city had a Bezin Shachav Gimel. Why was there a Bezin Shachav Gimel? To give Dinei Nefashis. I thought it was only the Bezin that was in Lishkas HaGazis. What it means is you needed the Bezin to be in Lishkas HaGazis in order for the Sanhedrin Ketanos to be able to administer Mises Bezin. But the truth is Sanhedrin Ketanos was able to give Mises Bezin, and not just that, they were able to give Misas Bezdin, even in Chutz Laretz. The emes is that the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Mem Zayin, so says the Chinuch, Mitzvahs Bezdin Laharoig Bechenek HaMechuyev. So this is the Mitzvah to give Misas Bezdin. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Zu Eino Nehegez Ela Ba'aretz. This Mitzvah is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. She'ein Donen Dine Nefashis Ela Ba'aretz. You hear the Chinuch? U Mitzvah Zu Eino Nehegez Ela Ba'aretz. Bezdin can only kill in Eretz Yisrael. She'ein Donen Dine Nefashis Ela Ba'aretz, says the Minchas Chinuch, Gam Bozeh Dvorov Timuhin, the Mefurish Beshas, Makis Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, the Sanhedrin Oyeges Ba'aretz U'Bechutz La'aretz, V'donen Dinei Nefashos B'chol Mokim, Ach B'tnei, She'Bebeis HaMikdosh Kayim, She'yesh Avoyde B'koyim, V'gam HaSanhedrin Yoshvim B'mekoyim B'lishkas HaGozes, U'Bechur B'beis HaMikdosh, Oishloi Hoye Sanhedrin Yoshvim B'mekoyim, Gam Be'eretz Yisrael and Dinei Nefashos, Ki Mevurisham Beshas Ram, Be'er Gidal, the Sanhedrin, Lach Yidal. But the bottom line is, the Chinuch says, what you would think at first glance is the Pashtus, but it's Divrei Harav Temurin, like the Michas Chinuch says, because of course it's a Mefurish Halacha that the Sanhedrin was able to give Misas Bezdin. Afilu b'chutz laretz, Sanhedrin. Oh, hey, Regla. So the Mishnah spoke about how often the Sanhedrin would or should give Misas Bezdin. So the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin, Ahiregas, Echod B'Shavua. If they give someone Mises Bezdin once every 7 years, then Nikras Chayvana. So we just finished learning Masechta Sanhedrin, which talks about Mises Bezdin, Arba Mises Bezdin, this Misa, that Misa. The bottom line is, how Shchiach was it? How often did Bezdin actually give somebody capital punishment? We know people weren't on death row for 25 years like they are in the United States because in Ma'anan Esadin. So that was absolutely unacceptable. But how shchiach was it that Bezdin would actually get to the point where the Nigma Dina, they would actually give somebody Mitzvah Bezdin? So that's this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if they would do it once in 7 years, it's already too much. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, once every 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon from Rabbi Akiva said, we would have never given anyone Mitzvah Bezdin. The Gemara says, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mean when he said once every 70 years? It's going back to what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said once every 7 years is too much. Is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's comment? You think once every 7 years is too much? Once every 70 years is too much. Or maybe what he meant to say was no. Once every 70 years, that's the proper amount. Take this. Had we been there, we would have never given anybody Mises Bezin. This next Gemara is a classic. Fake the Gemara. Hey, Chavi Avdi. How could they have not given somebody that doesn't make any sense? Two ways to walk into Bezin, and they say that somebody is Chayv Mises Bezin, so it's Chayv Mises Bezin. What does it mean that had we been there, we wouldn't have given Mises Bezin? So, the Gemara, what they would say is, Re'isim Trefa Harag. Sholem Harak. They would ask the person, so you saw Reuven kill Shimon. Maybe Shimon was a treifa. Maybe Shimon was someone that couldn't live 12 months. He was terminally ill. As a result, if you kill him, you're not chayv misa. You're only chayv if you kill the sholem, not a treifa. So they would start questioning things. They would say, maybe he was a treifa. Maybe he wasn't a sholem. Am Rav Ashi, imtim tzolem ha-sholem hava. And they would continue. And they would say, even if he was a sholem, why do you assume he's a sholem? Because you did an autopsy. And you saw that the person wasn't a treifa. But Dilma b'makim sayif nekev hava. Maybe he had a nekev, and punk this person who stabbed him with the sayif, stabbed him in that place where the nekev was, and as a result, you don't see the treifa. But really, he was a treifa when you stabbed. Additionally, the bayal erva. Let's say this person is being prosecuted for being a bayal erva. Hey, chavda, what would they do? They would ask him, did you see kimchol shveferes? You sure you saw the maisa bia? Maybe you saw things that suggested that there was a bia. But did you actually see the bia? Straight to Gemara, Rabban Hechidaini. Chura, Bai Rabban, making a good argument. It's a very difficult thing to be able to determine. So how can an aid ever say eidos? How could an aid ever say eidos when it comes to inei arayas? So the Gemara says, no, they held like Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, b'menafim, mishayiru kiminafim. That in order to say eidos about someone, that he was a bayal erva, you don't actually have to see the erva. It's enough that you see kederach haminafim, that in and of itself would be enough. But Kiva and Reb Tarfon, they held not that way. They held that you had to see Kimchol v'Shleiferes. I mean that they held you have to see Kimchol v'Shleiferes. That was a way to get somebody off the hook for being a bayal erva. There is another Eitzah, Biminoff, but they personally didn't hold that. But Tosfos, by the way, the bottom Tosfos, the last Tosfos in the Perek, discusses what about other types of Yisroel, Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos. I mean, there's a lot of Chayvim Mitzvos Bezdin. We went through all of them in Masechta Sanhedrin. So each one, you're going to have to start nitpicking and come up with a way where it would be impossible to give somebody Mitzvos Bezdin. But the bottom line is, that was Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfon. But by the way, as it relates to the halacha, when it comes to dinei arayos, so is it kimchol v'shveferes, or is it mishayiru kiminafim? So you see the little ches by miminafim, mishayiru kiminafim. That's halacha shulchan aruch. That two edim that say edus about someone that he was by lerva, they don't actually have to see the bia. As long as they saw them acting kiderach haminafim, that in and of itself would be enough. The question is, how do you determine kiderach haminafim? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says the last Rashi in the perek, mishayinagu inyan niyuf sheshoichvim bekiruv basar v'noyagin kiderach tashmish. And the poiskin is a gevaldige truth from the Nei Yehuda. We spoke it out once in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph. But there's a tremendous truth. The Nei Yehuda is medayik. That Rashi seems to say that it's not enough that they're just acting in a pritzostig way. They're actually being noyag derech tashmish. It brings a lashon from Rabbeinu Yonason, quoting the Shita Mishubet says in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph. We went through it, remember? Yeah. Where he says that you don't need to see kiderech tashmush. Maybe you don't need it to be that much. But either way, you know, sometimes you go through Chuvis and Evan Ezer from Gedoli Yisrael, and they talk about, you know, they go through the case and the specifics and the Kabbalah's Eidos, and it's very graphic sometimes. But the reason that the Gedolim had to do that is because at the end of the day, the determining factor as to whether or not this person is a Boyle Ever or not is whether it was kiderech haminoth. And so they were trying to determine determine exactly what happened so they could understand whether it fit the criteria of what Kederech HaMenachem is or whether it doesn't fit the criteria of what Kederech HaMenachem is. Just one other Shitas HaBahag that you have to speak out. We won't go into it. We just have to mention it. And that is, the Bahag says a Gevaldig Chiddush, that this that we say, B'Menachem is Kishiru Menachem, that's only as it relates to Dinei Nefashis, which is the sugi right here in Masechtas Makis. But says the Bahag, Lo'oisra Ishal Baila, Yunikim Chovish Feferis. You hear what's going on? So to give somebody Mises Bezdin, if they acted Kederech HaMenachem, Edom testified in court, they were cross-examined, Mises Bezdin. But you want her to be Asr al-Baila, his wife, if you found out that it actually is? Nah. Now at first glance, it's just the opposite. Well, let's say Bezman Hazeh. So it's Yitziva, or there was no Hasra. So it's Yitziva Ba'ara, V'giyar B'Shmei Shmai. It's Hepech HaSfar. You think Dinei Nefashis is more Chomer. So you think that for Dinei Nefashis, it should be Kimchol v'shvay feres, lo Israel b'ayla, it should only be Mashir or Kimen Offense. If you want to take a look at the Noida B'Yehuda, it's an Evan Ha'ezer, Tinyona, it's Simen Yud Aleph, he has an Arichos to explain the Shittas HaBahag. He says, v'ani tzorich l'lamit z'chus al HaBahag, but either way, alvien shal Yisrael, he refers to him as, we have to be malamit z'chus, we have to say pshad in this Bahag. At first glance, the Bahag is tzorich yingon. But either way, before we move on to the next parak, so we left some raid on the table over the course of the week, so I think it's kedai to take a step back and speak out one or two yesoidis as it relates to the sugyas of Edom Zoyim. So Masechtas Makis began with the Mishnah. Case of the Edom Nasim Zoyim. And rather than give us a classic case of Azama, what the Mishnah gave us was the quintessential exception to the rules of Azama. And that is Me'idin Onu Bish Pleini Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Ein Oimrim, we don't say Yasezeh Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza Tachtav. Elo Loike Arbon. Meaning, if two Edom walk at the Beis Din and they say that we know this person, he's a Koyein, he's been doing the Avodah, he's been collecting Trumas and Maestris, it's true his father was a Koyein, so from that standpoint he has good Yichus, but his mother was a Grusha. Meaning his father had no right to marry his mother. And as a result, he's a Chal. If he's a Chal, he's possible to do the Avodah. If he's a Chal, he's not let accept Trumas and Maestris. And this, these Edom wanted to make this person a Chal. And then afterwards, two other Edom walk into Bezin and say, Ketzat, how could you say Edom? Yimano Yisim and Mokomplain. So you would have thought, Vasisim Lekashazom and Vasis La'achiv says that these two Edom, to the extent that they're Kayhanim, maybe they should be now treated as Kayhanim Chalolim, says the Mishnah, Eino Imrim Yasazah Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov, Elo Loike Arba. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovit Shiurim, and really the Chef Shmaitzer already, in Shmaitzer Vav, asks a bomb cash on the Mishnah. Says, we know that not every time a person walks into Beis Din and notifies Beis Din of something that happened, does that thing necessarily constitute Edus. What do I mean? It says in the Torah, Al Pishnei Edom, Al Pishloish Edom, Yakum Dava. It says regarding Dinei Mamonis, and that's how we know Dinei Mamonis requires two Edom. So if you want to be Mechayev Ruvain to have to give Shimon $100, and Edom can't be Mechayev, you need two Edom in order to be Mechayev. When it comes to Mises Bez, Al Pishnei Edom, Al Pishloish Edom, Yumas Ameis, again, you need two Edom in order to give somebody Mises Bez. When it comes to a Dava Sheva Erva, that's the Gzei Rishava, Al Pishnei Edom, Yakum Dava, Kimatsa Erva's Dava, Dava Dava Mi Mamain, we know Ain Dava Sheva Erva, Pachas Mishnei. So Dinei Mamonis, Dinei Nefashis, Dava Sheva Erva, you always need two Edom. If you don't have two Edom, there's no way to get someone or implicate somebody unless you have two Edus. Stating that, when it comes to a shayla of Isser v'heter, there the rule is Edach and Amav Yisur. So if something is not Dinei Mominus, it's not Dinei Nefashis, and it's not Dovash of Erva, then L'chura, by process of elimination, what it is Isser v'heter, and when it comes to Isser v'heter, Edach and Amav Yisur. You don't need Edim, you don't need Edim Ksherim, you don't need a Kabbalah's Edus and Bezdin, Edach and Amav Yisur. So for example, you go to your neighbor's house for a Shabbos meal and they serve you chicken or meat, you don't have to start questioning the Ashkocha. You can assume it's kosher. You don't need two Edom to walk in the bezin and say that, yeah, this was a Satmar Ashkocha. You don't need that. It's not necessary. Why not? Edecha Neman B'Yisurim. A woman comes home from the mikvah, she's Neman to say Tahirani. Says Rashi, getting the pays on the days. Why? Because Edecha Neman B'Yisurim. So when it comes to a question of Isra Heter, you don't need Edus. Now at first glance, Me'idin Onu B'Ish Ploinu Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. What is that? How would you categorize that from an Edus perspective? It's not Dinei Mominus. Now, there are Mominus implications, perhaps, because this Chalo won't be able to get Trumas and Isis, but that's Bederech Grom. It's definitely not an Edus of Dinei Mominus. It's not Dinei Nefashis, and it's not Dovash of Erev either. So what is it? It's Issa v'heter. If it's Issa v'heter, Eidechonam and Bisurim. If it's Eidechonam and Bisurim, it means that the laws of Eidus don't apply. Because Ilchas Eidus doesn't apply to Eidechonam and Bisurim. A woman is a possible Eid. She's believed to say Tahirani. She's believed to say this piece of meat is kosher. Because Eidechonam and Bisurim is not governed by Ilchas Eidus. If it's not governed by Ilchas Eidus, Lachura, you don't have the laws of Hazama. It's a fact, Rabbi Chanan. That what's Pashup Shana in the Mishnah? Me'idin anu b'ish ploini, shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. We read this Mishnah 1,000 times. Two way to walk into Bez and they say, ploini's a ben gerusha ben chalutza. There's laws of Azama, Taisviz, Yachal Azima, Malkis is Kash Azamam, it's not Kash Azamam. L'chura, this case is dead on arrival. This is a shayla of Issa v'heter. And if it's a shayla of Issa v'heter, then l'chura, at first glance, what in the world does it have to do with the parasha of Azama? Says the Shev Shmaitza, and you see from here, you're so gadol. You see from here that although it's true that Me'idin on the Mishpoin Shubeng Rish Vechalutza is not the Mamazin of Ashes Davash Be'erva, but being that the Edim are saying Edos about a person and they're defining the person, who he is or what he is, they're being made Al Gufa Adam, Edos Al Gufa Adam, fathers to Edos. And says the Shmaitz, the same would be true if two Edim would walk into Bezin and say, Ploini's a Mamzer. Even though at first glance it's not directly necessarily a davish of erva, as they zok the shmeitzer, but it being that they're being made on a person, you're mutter lovi bakal, you're also lovi bakal, you're a mitzri, you're a ben gerusha ben chalutza. When you say edus on a person, it has a din of something that requires to aid in, so that even if the implications are Issa v'heter implications, it's not treated as Eidecha Nevin Bisurim, but rather it's treated as something that requires Eidus. And it's for that reason, Eidon Onish, but it's plainly, Shu Ben Gerutza Ben Chalutza, so that Loch is, it's subject to the laws of Azama. Why is it subject to the laws of Azama? Because it's a regular case of Eidus. So Reb Shmuel Yankif and Zoysli Yakif, Sefer Dvarim, a parasha shayftim. So he brings Shamati Mimoiri v'Rebbe. He says that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmuel Evans, that said, "What's the makar to this Shmaitza? Shmaitza was mechiach a big yisoid. It's muchach from the first Mishnah Masechtas Makis. But you need a makar to it. What's the makar?" So he said, "The makar is the pasuk says, 'Lo yakum eid echad beish l'chol avoin u'l'chol chatos b'chol cheta sheyechta al pishnei edim ay al pishloish edim yakum davar.'" Hot Reb Chaim Shmuel Evans gezokt, "Lo yakum eid echad beish." That when you're being made on an ish, so even though it's technically isavet there, but you're being made in an ish. And when it comes to an ish, so Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said the emes is it's a mefurish sifri. The sifri on that pasuk la yakum eid echad beish says the sifri as follows: la yakum eid echad beish ain li ela ledine nefashas ledine maminis minayin talmud loy malachol oven. L'karbonos minayin. You have to know this for free. Talmud loyma l'chol chatos. L'makos minayin. Talmud loyma b'chol chet asheyechta. L'halos l'kohuna u'lahirud b'nakuna minayin. Talmud loyma l'chol ovoin u'lachol chatos. Says the Sefri, from this pasuk of lo yakum eid echad b'ish l'chol ovoin u'lachol chatos, we learn that dinei mamonis requires two eidim. Dinei nefashis requires two eidim. But dinei makos also requires two eidim. Anything that involves karbonos requires two eidim, and lahalos l'kohuna u'lahayrid mina kohuna mi'idin anu b'shpleini shu ben gerusha ben chalutza also requires two eidim, and it's all from this pasuk la'yakum eid echad be'ish. But now we know the rest of the story, because I think if you ask the man on the street, when do you need two eidim? So I'll tell you, well, it's two psukim in the Torah. There's one pasuk by dinei mamonis, there's one pasuk by dinei nefashis, and you have davar davar mimamon. And that's what we spoke at in the intro to Maseches Makis. But this is sefri, there's the rest of the story. There's more than that. Number one, the Mishnah. Me'idin anu b'shpoinu shaven gerusha ben chalutza. If you're being made on an ish, you need to aid him. Makos, anything makos related. That's what we're learning now. Anything makos related requires two eidim. And not just that, anything karbonos related, l'chol chatos, as in the carbon chatos, anything carbon related would also require two eidim. Either way, that's the first R. Second R is the k'tzois, ha'choshen, in Simon Lamed Ches, Claire's a festa shayla. He says that he was wondering out loud, what would be the halach in the following case? We know that an eid echad is not nemah b'dinei mamonis. Dinei mamonis requires two eidim. What happens if an eid echad walks into Bezdin and he says, Reuven owes Shimon $100? Shimon has to swear that he doesn't owe Reuven $100. One of the three cases where you swear Shfur Deiraisa. So the echad is not come the moment, but he's come the Shfur. Right? An echad can be Mechai. What are the three Shfur Deiraisas? Moed the Mixvas, Shfur Sashayimrim, and Shfur Eid Echad. So if an eid echad says, supports Reuven's Taina, that someone owes him money, Talach is be chayiv shvur deiraisa. What would be if the person that now has to swear shvur deiraisa can't swear? He can't swear because he's a chashid. Bezin doesn't trust this guy. For whatever reason, they're not going to allow him to swear. So this is Choshe Mishpat, the three bavas 101. We say, b'toich she'ene yachol, v'shava mishal. Klaus diktois. What would happen if an erechel walked into Bezin and he said, Reuven owes Shimon $100. So Reuven was b'choyif to swear shvur deiraisa. But Reuven was a chashid. Bezin didn't allow Reuven to swear. B'toich she'ene yachol, v'shava mishal. He had no choice. He had to pay. Now, two Edom walk into Bez then, and they're mazim Neid Echad. They tell Neid Echad, how could you say that you know that Reuven owes him $100? Immanuel Yisim am complaining. Says the Ketayis, L'chayra, are you going to say Vasisim Leikasha Zomam Lasos La'achiv? That being that Neid Echad wanted to be Mechayiv, Reuven money, so now he too will have to pay Kasha Zomam? Or maybe no. Maybe not. What's the shiloh? Eidechel didn't really want to be Mechayiv Mammon. Sure. He wanted to be Mechayiv Shvut. It just so happens that this person couldn't swear, so there was a mitoich she'enu yochel yishava mishalim. So do you say that he's a considered a kashazom amlasas la'achiv of Mammon, but maybe he's going to have to pay or not? So the Ketayis is shak tari. He says in Svari he thinks, L'chayre and Svara, you'd have to say that being that the din is mitoich sheni yochel l'shava mishalim, when Erechel is mechayiv shvua, he's also being zomam to be mechayiv in moment. So the bottom line is, you would have a vasisan l'kasha zomam, the Erechel would have to pay. Stating that, says the Ketzois, and listen to l'shayne yazov, el shalibi mahases, says, I'm not comfortable with this. The Krah, because the Pasuk, kiksiv, when it says kasha zomam, b'shnei edim hu d'ksiv. The Pasuk says, v'hine sheker, aid, sheker on the ba'achiv. And it says aid. And we know wherever it says aid, it doesn't mean aid echad. It means two aidim. Right? Actually, you're farish l'chakos of echad. So aid always means two. That means the pasuk, the parsha of Azama is talking about two aidim. So it says the Ktzais, even if you're going to tell me, and I think that's richtig, that the way you have to look at this aid echad as mechayish shvuah, that it was also a zomam lasis l'achiv mamon. So based on that, if now he's found to be an aid zomam, we should say vasis l'chakos zomam lasis l'achiv. But at the end of the day, he's an aid echad. And libi mahases, that when the Torah tells the parsha of Azama, the Torah is not talking about an aid echad. The Torah is talking about two aidim. And by Neid Echad, it doesn't pass this halacha. A beautiful Ktzois. But the problem is, this Ktzois is a Pele Atzuma. Because Chinuch asks the Kasha. It's a Pele Atzuma, this Ktzois. And the reason it's a Pele Atzuma is because it's Keneged HaMefurash HaRambam. And it's not possible that the Ktzois forgot a Rambam. But at first glance, it's Keneged HaMefurash HaRambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Eidos, Perek Chof Aleph, Halacha Hei. Says the Rambam, Eide Kina Vestira Shehuzmu, like, if you have Eide Kina in Stira, of Saitadav Bey's fame, and they're found to be Zaynimin. So Allah is like, we spoke at this Rambam early in the week, this is the Rambam who says that it's not only Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, and Golos, where if they're found to be Edom and Zaynimin, they get Malchus. But any time Edom are found to be Zaynimin, and they cannot get Kasha Zomam, such as the Dalud Dvarim Nemru Beidim Zaynimin, that's mentioned in Daf Bey's Zaynimin Beis, or if you have other cases, any time Edom are found to be Zaynimin, where it doesn't pass Kasha Zomam, they get Malchus. So that's this Rambam. But we need the next line in the Rambam. But Eidechod, the Heish is in Sa'achra Kina Vastira. What if you had Eide Kino, you had Eide Stira? Now when Eidechod walks into Bezdin and says that I know that she was Mazana. So what's the halacha? That even though usually for Davish of Ever you need two Eidim, but once you have Eide Kino and Eide Stira, you have what the Gemara calls Reglayim Ludover. At that point, there's Reglayim Ludover, even Eidechod is Neman to tip the scale. This is one of the places in Shas where Eidechod is believed. So it says the Rambam, if you had Eide Kino Vastira, and now but Eidechod, the and now we found this aid to be a zaymeh, mishalim psubasa. He has to pay kasha zomam lahasas lachim. So break the mechas chinuch. How could the ktsoy say velibi mahases? That what it says in the pasuk, aid in the singular.
Over there, it's outside the shaila is what to be mechayim to do with the shvur of the person. Okay. Here, the person has the amonis of two aid.
I hear what you're saying, but the problem is the kroki ksiv kasha zomam b'shnei aidim hu d'ksiv. That was the ktsoy's whole koyachatayin. Kaponim, that's the kasha on the Ktzois. That's the second ara. But this will segue us into the third and the final ara before we start the next parak. And that is, the Mishnah says, in the beginning of parak, Shvuas Ha'edos. Shvuas Ha'edos Neheges Ba'anoshim V'loi Benoshim. So what's Shvuas Ha'edos? Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, you know, I'm taking somebody to court. I'm going to summon him to court right now, and I need Adam. And I know that you witnessed what I saw. Will you please come? He's subpoenaing him. Will you please testify on my behalf? I need to testify in court for me. And this person says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any Adam. And then he swears he doesn't know Adam. And then afterwards, we find out that he really knew. He was just lying, and he even swore falsely. So the Torah says he has to bring a special carbon. It's the Parashat Shavuos Eidos. It's a whole parak in Shas. It's one of the most gishmak of prakim in Shas. Says the Mishnah, the introduction to Shavuos Eidos, Shavuos Eidos neheged ba'anoshim v'loy b'noshim. The laws of Shavuos Eidos apply to men. They do not apply to women. Says the Gemara, why not? It's very simple. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because the woman's pasul eidos. It says, v'amdu shnei anoshin, anoshin v'lay noshin. A woman can't say eidos. So if a woman can't say eidos, it's pashut that there's no halach of shvuas eidos when it comes to noshin. Shvuas eidos has to apply only to someone that's able to be an eid. But being that noshin cannot be eidim, only anoshin can be eidim, that's why shvuas eidos neyegos ba'anoshin v'lay b'noshin. Freik kivege. And the Sharon Melch asks the kasha as well, that the Gemara says in Perek Shvuas Eidos, that the halach of Shvuas Eidos is neheges be'edos isha u'be'ed echad b'soita. So we spoke about Eidos Isha last night. What's Eidos Isha? Eidos Isha is where a man went to Medina Sayam, he hasn't been heard from, his wife is in Aguna right now. If Edom walk into Bezdin now and say that we know that this person is dead, there's a lot of kulas. What are the kulas? Ed Echad is believed, apostle is believed, a woman is believed. There's a lot of kulas that you have when it comes to Eidos Isha. Says the Gemara, the halach of Shavuos Eidos is true, but Eidos Isha, not only is it true by Eidos Isha, but even by an Eid Echad by Eidos Isha. So if there's one Eid that knows that this man died, and now the woman's Tevein to Bezdin, comes to Eidos, I should be able to get married. He says, I don't know Eidos. And then he swears that we find out that he was lying. You have the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. And the same is true by Eidos Saita. Eid Echad by Saita as well. If the man wants to summons this Eid Echad now to say Eidos, after Eidi Kine and Stira already said Eidos, so you have the halacha. If this person denies it and he swears, you have the halacha of Shavuos Eidos, even though he's only an Eid Echad. So Freik Rab Kiva Eger, how could the Gemara say that Shavuos Eidos neheges ba'anoshim v'lo b'noshim? Why? Because women are pasul Eidos. A woman is pasul Eidos ordinarily, but she's kashul Eidos be'edos isha, and she's kashul Eidos, by the way, be'ed echad b'soit as well. So in those cases where the Gemara says mefurish, you have the parasha Shavuos Eidos, why don't you say that over there Shavuos Eidos would be neheges b'noshim, just like it would be neheges b'anoshim? As I freak Reb Kivege. Says Reb Kivege, you have to say a chiddush gadol. You have no choice. You have to say that it's true that by Eidos Isha and by Eid Echad B'Soita and Eid Echad is believed, and it's true that apostle such as an Isha is believed. But the way the Eid Echad is believed and the way the apostle is believed is not the same. An Eid Echad is believed B'Toiras Eid Echad. He walks in, he has the Koyach, the Toikif, the Chomer of an Eid. Ordinarily you would need two Eidim. He would have to have a compadre with him. Kamash Vulon, Eid Echad is believed. But he's believed by Torah's Eid Echad. And just like there's an Eid Echad in the Torah that's Mechayesh Shvuah, there's an Eid Echad that's believed by Eidos Isha, he's believed by Eidos Saita, he's believed by Torah's Eid Echad. When apostle is believed, says Rav Kiva Eger, the apostle is not believed by Torah's Eid Echad. Because apostle can't be an Eid. Apostle can't be an Eid when you need two Eidim. And apostle can't be an Eid by Eidos Isha, by Eid Echad, by Saita either. Why then is the apostle believed? Because state Chiddush in Eidos Isha, that sometimes you can be matter this woman, Lashuk, even without Eidos. As long as one person that we trust, that there's no Chash Meshaker, walks into Bezin and tells us what happened, that's enough to allow this woman to be able to get married. But the way we believe the Isha, the Eid Echad, that's possible. And the way we believe the Eid Echad is kosher is not the same. The Eid Echad kosher is believed b'teiras Eid Echad. The way the Isha or the apostle is believed is not b'teiras Eid Echad. It's just b'teiras shtelling to umdana, that we know it happened now. Because this is someone that we don't think is lying. And it's for that reason we'll accept it. Because of Daik Isha Mintzavah, because of the Raglaim Ludover of Kinevistira, Mishut Meguna, Kilomei Rabban, and all the different svaras that the Gemara quotes and that the Rishonim talk about. But the bottom line is that when an Eid Echad says Eidos, he's believed B'teiras Eid Echad, emphasis on Eid. When the Isha is believed, she's not believed B'teiras Eid, she's just believed B'teiras Umdana. Says Rav Kiva Eger, that's Pasha, that in order to have a parish of Shavuos Eidos, you have to be an Eid. The Torah says, V'Eid, Ayra, Yada, you have to be an Eid. When the Gemara says that there's a halach of Shavuos Eidos, even by Eidos Isha, even by Echad B'Saita, the Yisaita is because when the Eid Echad walks into Bezdin, he's testifying as an Eid. And being that he's testifying as an Eid, there's no reason you shouldn't have the parish of Shavuos Eidos. So, Kedai Tchamina, being that it's only a parish of Eid Echad, there shouldn't be Shvor say this. Kamash Malanye. But Zokram Kivega, that's only true if the Eid Echad is a kosher Eid. But if the Eid Echad is a possible Eid, such as an Isha, being that she's never Neman Betoyras Eid, you can't have the Parash of Shvor say this. Because Shvor say this was only said when someone is an Eid. So if you're a kosher, you could have the Parash of Shvor say this. But if you're a apostle, you can't have the Parash of Shvor say this. Says Rav Kivega, the same would be true regarding Hazam. What would be if an Eid Echad Eid Isha is found to be Zoymein, or an Echad B'Soita is found to be a Zoymein, would you have the Parsha of Azam? It depends. Says Rav Kivega, in order to be in the Parsha of Azam, you have to be an Eid. It has to be Eidos. So if the Eid Echad was an Eid Kosher, so an Eid Kosher is believed B'Teiras Eid, you'd have the Parsha of Azam. If the Eid Echad that said Eidos was an Eid Apostle, you wouldn't have the Parsha of Azam. Says Rav Kivega, Lefize, you have to say that when the Rambam says, this Rambam we just read, in Ilchas Eidos Perich Aleph Halacha Hey, that Bo Eid Echad, after Kinev Estira, the it's talking about where the Eid was an Eid kosher. Just like you have Shavuos Eidus by such an Eid, you have a Parsha of Azam as well. But just like the Mishnah says, Shavuos Eidus Ne'egus Ba'Noshim V'Loi B'Noshim, even by Eidus Isha, even by Eidus Saita, so too it's Poshit. You wouldn't have the Halacha of Azam here as well. A Chiddush Gadol, a beautiful Lamdis, and you saw it from Kiveger. The emes is, I found that the Michas Chinuch was Mechavim from Kiveger. Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. The Chinuch over there is talking about the Loisase of Shaloi Leheir B'Sheker. One of the Ten Commandments says the Chinuch v'noyheges b'chol makom u'v'chol zman b'scharim avoloi b'nekevos. It applies to men; it doesn't apply to women. She'ein hanoshim b'toyras edos, because women can't be edim. And being that women can't be edim, it's pashit that they don't have loisan b'riyach eid shoker. Freit the Michas Chinuch, the Eini Maven. I don't understand the Chinuch. Nay, the Efshar, even though I understand usually women aren't kashal Eidos, but there are a few exceptions to the rule. You have Eidos Isha, you have Eid Echa B'Soita. In those cases, a woman is kashal to say Eidos. I mean that a woman is kashal to say Eidos in those cases, so frek the Michas Chinuch. If they would walk into Bez and say Eidos be'Eidos Isha, we find that after is that they're liars, so l'chayru they should be yagur, l'isan b'riach e'chok. Zok the Michas Chinuch, you have to say a gevaldig yisayid, that even though it's true a woman is believed Eidos Isha, but she's not believe B'Teiras Eid. She's just believe B'Teiras Umdina. That Bezdin says, well, if she saw it happen, and Mishum Eguna Kilavei Rabbanon, and I can Mishum Eguna, it probably happened. But she doesn't have the Koyach of an Eid. That means that she doesn't have a Koyach of an Eid. It's for that reason you're not going to have the Loisase of Leisana B'Reyacha Eid Shaker. Mamish Rab Kivager's Lomdis, that even though B'Eid Asisha, Ksherim Aneman and Psulim Aneman, but there's an afgemina between when a kosher says Eidos and when an apostle says Eidos. When a kosher says Eidos, he's believed B'Teiras Eid. When an apostle says Eidos, he's not believed B'Teiras Eid. Being that a kosher is believed B'Teiras Eid, he's subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos, even B'Eidos Isha. He's subject to the laws of Hazama, and he's over Leisana B'Reach Eichaka. But a woman, or any other apostle for that matter, that would say Eidos B'Eidos Isha, or B'Eidos Soita L'Achakir V'Estira, they wouldn't have the laws of Shavuos Eidos, you wouldn't have the halachas of Azama, and you wouldn't have Loisana B'Reyacha Eid Shaker. And on that note, Hadron Halach Perek Ketzad Ha'Eidim Zokt the Mishnah Vayter Eilu Hein HaGoylim. So the truth is that we are going to completely shift our attention now. We're going from talking about Hazama, we're still not talking about Makis, to talk about the laws of Golus. Where did Golus get into? That was the second case of the first Mishnah. Meet another Bish Pliny, that is Chayiv Golus. And we're going to have a whole perek, a beautiful perek, one of the nicest prokim in Shas, that talk about Golus, Elohei HaGolim. This perek requires an intro, but we don't have time for an intro, so we're going to have to save that maybe for tomorrow or some other day. But either way, Zok the Mishnah, we all know what the Halach of Golus is, right? If somebody kills somebody B'Shegig, two Eidim say it was B'Shegig, he goes to Golus. If you thought it was that simple, in the next 10 minutes you'll realize it's actually quite complicated. Zok the Mishnah, Eloi Nagoylin, the following people that kill somebody B'Shegig go to Golus. Ahoyrig Nefesh Bishgog. So far, so good. If somebody kills somebody B'Shegig, he goes to Golus. Mish says the Mishnah, I'll give you three examples of a Shegig where the person that killed B'Shegig goes to Golus. Number one, Hay Magal B'Magela. So a person was working on his roof and he had a roller that he was using and he's smearing tit, Rashi says, par, on his roof. He wants it to be slanty so that when it rains, the water is gonna flow down. The Nafla Olav, and he dropped this Ma'agal, the roller. It landed on somebody, Vahargusai, and it killed him. That's an example of a Hoyrig Nefesh Bishgaga. This person goes to Golas. If a person had a Chavis, He was on his roof and he has the chavetz, it's attached to the rope, the pulley system, and he's trying to get it to go down. The nafla olav, and the rope snaps, the chavetz falls down, and it hits somebody, and he killed him, a hargusai. That person's also going to go to Gauls. If a person was walking down a ladder, the nafal olav, and he himself fell off the ladder, and he killed the person underneath him. So if a person was pulling or pushing, he was pushing a roller on a roof, and the roller fell and killed somebody, he goes to Gauls. If he was Mishal Shul B'chavis, he was lowering a chavis, the chavis fell and hit somebody, he goes to Gauls. Or if somebody himself was walking down a ladder, he fell and he landed on somebody, he goes to Gauls. Stating that, if he wasn't pushing, but he was pulling, he was bringing the Magela towards him, the Nafla, and it slipped out of his hand. And he killed somebody. He was bringing the chavis up to him, not lowering it. He was bringing it up. And that v'nifsak achevel, and then the rope tore the Nafla of Hargazayin and killed. Or haya oyla besula, if he was walking up a ladder, not down a ladder, he was walking up a ladder, but nafal olav, he fell, vahargai, hareza ene gaila, in all those three cases, he doesn't go to Gauls. So what's the difference between the first part of the Mishnah, second part of the Mishnah, zeh, kol sheva derech yiridasai gaila, if it happened derech yirida, you go to Gauls, shleba derech yiridasai, if it happened derech aliyah, not derech yirida, ene gaila, you don't go to Gauls. Zok to Marani, you need a makar for this. How do you know that the only time you go to Gauls is if it happened derech yirida, not derech aliyah? Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kra. It's learned that from one of the many psukim that describe this ritzicha b'shoigeg. The pasuk says, "Oy b'chol even asher yomus ba b'loy ra'os ve'yapel olav v'yomos ve'huloy oyev loy v'le mevakish ra'osai." So what we need is ve'yapel olav v'yomos, and we learn from there at sheyipel derech nefila. So before we go weiter, you have to be aware, it's very hard to get these psukim al regalachas, but just to hear the theme of what the Gemara is about to darshan. So when the Torah talks about the Ritzech B'Shoigeg at length, it's in Parshas Masay, towards the very end of Sefer Devarim. So the pasuk is clearly talking about a Ritzech that killed B'Shoigeg. Says the pasuk as follows, just to read to you some of the psukim, literally as if we're doing Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum. The Bnei Yisro V'Lager V'Latosha B'Soichem Tiena Sheishar Ma'elo L'Miklot Lonu Shama Kol Maki Nefesh B'Shkaga. So the purpose of the Ir Miklot is, if somebody kills somebody B'Shoigeg, you're a Maki Nefesh B'Shkaga, you have where to run. Vim Bechli Barzel Hiko V'Yomois Ritzeachu, Mois Yumasan Ritzeach. The imbe even yad, Ashe Yomus Bahiko, Vayomois, Ritzeachu, Mois Yumasan Ritzeach. Oibichli eight yad. So he killed him with Barzel, he killed him with Evan, he killed him with an eight. Ashe Yomus Bahiko, Vayomois, Ritzeachu, Mois Yumasan Ritzeach. Goyal Adam, who Yomus Saritzeach, befigure by who he missed. Goyal Adam is allowed to kill. The imbe sinner yadofenu, Oi Hishlich Olo Bitstia Vayomois. Oi Beeva Hiko, Vayomois. Mois Yumasan Maka Ritzeachu. Goyal Adam Yomus Saritzeach, befigure by. The imbe fessa, Beloy Eva Hadafoi. Oi Hishlich Olo of Kolkli Beloy Tstia. Oi Bechle Evan, Ashe Yomus Ba, Beloy Rois. V'yapel olav ayomais fuloy oyev loy v'vakeish ra'asay, and it goes on and on and on. The bottom line is, there's about 15-20 things that need to be darshan, and the Gemara darshans them. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Bishkaga. It says the word Bishkaga one extra time in that parasha. We know we're talking about a Ritzech B'Shoigeg, and still the Torah has to say again, Maki Nefesh Bishkaga. What's it coming to teach me? Pratlam Mezid. Only someone that kills B'Shege goes to Golas, not someone that kills B'Mezid. It says B'Vli Das, that's extra as well. What's that coming to teach me? Pratlam Eschav. It's coming to exclude someone that had Kavan. Freit the Gemara, Mezid, a Mezid, Pshita, Barktolo. If you kill somebody Mezid, Yechayev Misa, Fashteit Zachalein. We know, of course, that you don't go to Golos, Amarova, Eimer Pratla, Eimer Mot. Not Pratla Mezid, but Prat to something that's Karav Lemezid. Something that's very similar to Mezid. What is that? An Eimer Mutter. Someone who killed somebody knowingly and willingly, with malice. It was first degree murder. It was premeditated. He had this all planned out. And he executed to the T. But in his mind, he thought it's okay to murder. So he completed insanity, by the way. But anyway, so this person thought it was okay. He thought that was fine. That person is not a shoigeg. Why not? Because what he did was done with intent. But at the same time, he's not a mezid, because he was an eimer mutter. Says Rabbi, you know what he is? He's a Karev Lemezid. And what's the halacha of Karev Lemezid? Karev Lemezid is excluded from Galus. That's this Joshua. Bishkaga Prat Lemezid, Prat Le Karev Lemezid. Only Abaya said, you think that an Oimer Mutter is Karev Lemezid? I think just the opposite. I think Oimer Mutter is Karev Loinus. I Oimer Mutter Onesu. If anything, he should be an Oinus. He should be viewed as an Oinus. which at first glance, Abaye is arguing in Svara literally mikatz ala katza. It's the antithesis. Rava thought an Eimer Mutter is more similar to a Mezid. Abaye said, I think just the opposite. If he thought it was okay, so Nebuch, this guy's an Oides. I would treat him more leniently. Amalei, so Rava said, Sh'ani Eimer ichalt ha'Eimer Mutter karev le'Mezid. No, I disagree with you. Bachlik's Abaye v'Rav. Rava holds ha'Eimer Mutter's karev le'Mezid. Abaye holds ha'Eimer Mutter's karev le'Mezid. Speak out to Rishayna. That there's no machloikis. They both agree that an Eimer Mutter is not going to Golas. According to Rav, he's not going to go to Golas because he's Karev Lemezid. According to Abaye, he's not going to go to Golas because he's Karev Lemezid. L'may Nafkimina then? There is a Nafkimina, say the Rishonim. The Nafkimina would be, could the Goyal Adam kill him? If he's a Karev Lemezid, then he doesn't have a din to go to Golas, but the Goyal Adam could kill him. The Goyal Adam could kill her, it's Ech Lemezid. The Goyal Adam could kill this person as well. If he's a Karev Lemezid, then the Goyal Adam wouldn't be able to kill him. Another important comment that the Rishonim make, second place on the Yomim. Taisu says that in Hilcha Shabbos, there's also a discussion about Eimer Mutter. If someone's an Eimer Mutter, he's Mechal Shabbos. Does he bring a Karev Mechatas? Does he not bring a Karev Mechatas? Over there, it's Mavur that an Eimer Mutter brings a Karev Mechatas. Everybody holds that an Eimer Mutter is a regular Shoik. So how come here there's a Shaila? L'chayra, if an Eimer Mutter is a Shoikigli in Shabbos, so why shouldn't he be a Shoikig over here? Rava has a Drosha. Bishkaga, Pratle, Mezid, Pratle, Eimer Mutter. Mechatesi. I thought he's included in Shoygeg. Varai is included in Shoygeg in the Chashabbos. So he says a Pashta Teretz. The Jerusha is based on a Kroyaseir. There's an extra word, Bishkoga. And a Chanami, had it not said Bishkoga twice, had it just been a parish of a regular Ritzach Bishoygeg, Avadu the Eimer Mutter would have gone to Golas. Hein Advarim. That's the whole Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that there's another mention of Shkoga. And you know why the Torah wrote Shkoga again? To teach me that over here, the definition of Shkoga has to be a more pure definition of Shkaga. So ordinarily, Shkaga is more encompassing. Shkaga is what we would think of as an ordinary Shaygig. Included in that is also the Eimer Mutter. But here, the Torah wrote Shkaga, Tzim Tzveitin Mo. It's coming to tell me that this definition is a much more limited definition. And over here, even an Eimer Mutter falls outside the scope of what the definition of Shkaga is. So Shkaga le'inyin Shabbos and Shkaga le'inyin Reitzech B'Shaygig are not one and the same. L'may nafkimina, so the first nafkimina anyways that we have is Eimer Mutter, according to Rava, the way he understands the Braisa, that an Eimer Mutter is Karev L'mezid. Over here, the Eimer Mutter is, for that reason, not going to go to Golas. Bevli Das, the second part of the Braisa said, that it says that Ritzeach B'shoyi goes to Golas if he did it Bevli Das. It says the Braisa, it's a big chiddush. Wow, we need this because it teaches me, problem is chavin, that if the person killed B'kavona, I would have thought he goes to Golas. Kamash when he doesn't go to Golas. Freit Gemara, Meschavin, that's like a Mesid. Pshita Bar Ktolu. From a rabba, Pratla Meschavin, Hargas, a behem of Argas Adam. Lukuti, Vahargas, Vistro, the Nef of Argas. Not Pratla Meschavad, if the guy had intent to kill. That's Poshit, that he doesn't go to Golas. What if someone had a mind to kill a behem and he killed a person? He had a mind to kill a Eina Yehudi and he killed a Yehudi. So this was a mission in Perikan Estrof that we learned together, where the mission says this person doesn't get, he's not Chayav Misa. Now, if you Neschavin, Vahargazeh, that's the grace of Machlekes of Shimon and Chacham. But in terms of Neschavin, Hargas, a behem of Hargas Adam, Kuti, Vaharg Yisrael, over there, you're not chayef misa. At the same time, you're not going to go to Golas. So good, maybe you should go to Golas. That's this drasha. Believe that's problem is chavin. That even though you're not getting misa's bezin, so I would have thought maybe you should get Golas. Kamash when you don't get Golas. Tanu Rabbanu. More drushes regarding these extra words in the pasuk. It says imbepesa. It happens suddenly. Prat leKaren's office. As opposed to if a person was walking, he's about to turn a corner and he's holding a knife or a sword, and as the two people meet at the corner, boom, he kills them. So what's the halacha? He's Ritech B'Shoygeg. In Bepesa teaches me that he doesn't go to Golas. Why not? So Machlik is Rishayna. Some say because he's Karev L'Mezid. This person's Karev L'Mezid. Shoygeg is not going to help him. Golam can kill him. Others say that no, this person should have realized. When you turn a corner, you have to realize that you never know what's going to meet you and you should be a little bit more careful. So it's actually the Haruk, the onus was on him to be a little bit more sensitive to what might happen, and it's for that reason we're not going to punish the Ritzeach B'Shoykig. B'loy Eva, it happened without any animosity. Prat L'Sayne, Sayne doesn't go to Golas. Hadafoy, what does that mean? Shadachvei B'Gufoy. That if you fall on someone, meaning the halachas of Golas isn't only true if you throw something at someone, but even if you hit him with your body and you kill him B'Shoykig, even then you're going to go to Golas. Ayhish L'Cholav, L'Havi, Yerida, Shi Tzayrech Aliyah. The Mishnah says that the only time you go to Golas, if it's Derech Yerida. If it's Derech Aliyah, there's no Golas. What about a Yerida, Shi Tzayrech Aliyah? Yerida, Shi Tzayrech Aliyah is included, Lahavi, that it's considered a yerida and there is going to be galus. What if you tried killing somebody? You wanted to hit somebody. You wanted it to go on one side. It went on the other side, and you end up killing somebody. B'shoykik, being that it didn't even go the thing you threw where you wanted it to go, there's going to be no galus. And the same is true. V'asha loytzada. We learn from there. Pratan meschaven lizrik shtayim v'zarak arba. If you didn't think you were throwing it with so much force, and you ended up throwing it much further, no galus. Asha yoves re'ev bayar ma'yar. Just like a forest, reshus l'nizik l'mazik l'konei sham. That's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Af kol reshus l'nizik u'lamazik l'konei sham. But the only time a person is chayv galus if he kills somebody b'shoykik is if he kills anybody. But let's say you're in your own backyard and somebody comes in shalei b'shus, like you have in the sugis of shanog chasapar, that you come into my rishus shalei b'shus and I kill you b'shoygig, about over there you're not going to have the lacha. But Rabbi Yechon, somebody was walking up a ladder, it was derech aliyah, the nishmat hashliva mitachtav, and one of the rungs of the ladder, as you stepped on the rung, it fell down. The nafla, it fell on somebody. Varga enikil ma'u. What's the halacha? You chayiv anah. What's the shayla? Do we look at it as derech aliyah or derech yirida? On the one hand, you're going up the ladder, so it's derech aliyah. But then again, the thing that killed happened from the force of your foot banging downwards. So kiyai gavna aliyah hi. Are you reading? I'm a lake for Nagata be a reader, she's a chaliyah. You're touching on the loch, reader, she's a chaliyah. That's the brisa we just learned. What was the loch in the brisa? You read the she's a chaliyah, lahavi. It was included. It is considered derechi. Esve, zah, klal, kolshab derechi ridasai go. The mission said, anytime somebody kills derechi reader, you go to gals. Shalabi derechi ridasai. If you kill, shalabi derechi ridasai, ain't a goil. Says the Gemara, shalabi derechi ridasai lasui amai. What's it coming to be marba, this klal? Lav lasui kai gavna. When the Mishnah chazar is over, that if you kill shalabi derech yurida, you're potter from galus. It's coming to include something that I wouldn't have otherwise known. Isn't it coming to include this halacha? Which halacha? That if it was yurida, she tzarech aliyah, it's viewed as shaloi b'derech yuridasai, and it's for that reason you're going to not be chayiv galus. So he said, according to you, when the Mishnah says kol she b'derech yuridasai, Mishnah said kol she b'derech yuridasai, and kol I would think that maybe that's also coming to be marbi yurida shitzar chaliyah. So you can't bring me any rayas from the zeh haklal in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the halacha derech yurida yichayv galus, derech aliyah or shalayka derech yurida yinachayv galus. And then the Mishnah summarized it with a rule: zeh haklal kol shav derech yurida say goyla, shalayka derech yurida say ain't good. What do you need the rule for? But the Gemara said you can't tell me that the rule's coming to teach me the halacha of yurida shitzar chaliyah. Because zilhacha is zilhacha. From the first part of the rule, kol shav derech yudas egoyla would sound like you're including yirida shitzar chaliyah. From the second part of the Mishnah, shaloi b'derech yudas ein egoyla would sound like you're excluding a yirida shitzar chaliyah. So what then is the Mishnah coming to teach me? Elo lasuye katzav. It must be coming to teach me the law of the butcher. Achanami lasuye katzav. Meaning this whole Mishnah of kol shav derech yudas egoyla and shaloi b'derech yudas ein egoyla are coming to teach me not halacha of yurida shitzar chaliyah, but rather halachas of butchers. Who is the katzav? We'll save that for tomorrow.